And good morning. It is a Thursday. It's an open phone day today on the talk show. Colin Letty is across the council. Good morning, Colin.
Morning.
This past week, let's see what's going on in the news. Governor Reynolds, Kim Reynolds, addressed the state and the legislature with her condition of the state address. And she made a number of proposals, some of them widely hailed and some not quite as widely hailed. She's proposing a flat 4% income tax rate and repealing income taxes on retirement income. That would be money, things if you have to, if you're selling something for retirement, basically bonds or trading in something for retirement income.
Mm-hmm.
Also, an $1,000 incentives for teachers who stay on the job during the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's one that seems to be, that we'll get to more, requiring schools to publish what they teach and telling parents what books are in school libraries. That seems a bit, I'm not sure, I think you were talking about that during the break. It's like, are we going to list, it's pretty obtuse. You got to have a, that's a lot of paperwork got to go out to the
yes,
parents.
Yes, it is. It's incredibly obtuse. And I think if parents really were that motivated to see what schools teach, they would inquire with the school.
Providing funds for parents who want to customize their child's education. I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Make sure they only teach them certain things.
Capping unemployment benefits at 16 weeks instead of the current 26 weeks and making sure that those draw benefits take what she called suitable jobs. Also reducing licensing requirements for professions while offering ways for high school students to enter professions, including those in healthcare, with initial training. The thing that has gotten generally, well, fairly wide acceptance is the flat 4% tax in Iowa.
Which I think has gotten a lot of acceptance because the state revenue right now is, state coffers of, what, $2
billion? $2.2 billion, yeah.
Oh.
So, I think it's something that we had, and tax revenue last year was up 11.7%.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, the new rate would lower taxes anyone with a taxable income of more than $6,972. Tax rate for earners with a taxable income of more than $78,000 would be cut by more than half, she said.
She said.
Yes.
Whether that on paper and in practice are two different things, but in terms of state revenue, any kind of tax cut would be welcome at this point because they really don't need that extra tax revenue.
One thing that I have noticed in doing taxes is that charitable giving, I'm not quite sure what is being done. I know there was some talk about changing.
Because charitable donations are usually tax deductible.
Charitable donations are tax deductible, but really only on, almost nobody can reach that level with the federal form.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the only way you get credit for charitable donations is pretty much on your state. You get a state refund for those things that you do for charity. Now, that may be, I think there is some proposals in the federal government to change that and to make that possible again. In other words, what is the standard deduction has been generally has risen to the point where it's very hard for anyone. And I've seen. Now, the good thing is we're paying off the house and have the house almost all paid off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The downside is I don't have any mortgage. I don't have any mortgage interest. I've got some, but, it's like, the only way you can claim that, the only way you really get any claiming of that is any charitable donations and mortgage interest. Basically, you can do it on your state form because that form was one of the only ones. I'm not even sure where that's going to stand or if it will stand in the new plan, but I would imagine it's going to stand for this year anyway, for the past, because it'd be for this past year.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But
anyway, we're looking
at... But do you think a 4% income tax rate is something that's doable at this point, or do you think it should be lower, higher, or...
I think a 4%, I don't know.
I think the 4% flat tax rate is completely reasonable.
I think you'll know, you really won't know until you compare to where you were last year.
Well, where were we last year?
And I don't know. I don't
What
really
is our current income tax rate in Iowa?
That's a good question. It's a rate that's based on the same, it's not a flat tax. It's a graduated income tax.
Our current individual income tax standard deduction, 6.25%.
Okay.
So a hair over 6%.
Okay. But it's graduated. Don't they have a graduated?
Yes, there's a graduated rate. But
right.
They want to change it to a 4% flat rate.
So I guess we'll see what it does.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, but we won't see until next year.
Nope. So it looks like we just got to hold out for one more year.
Anyway, but she's also proposing eliminating the inheritance tax. Iowa's one of the few states that has an inheritance tax. She's also talking about you know, trying to basically promote ethanol and
which is a good alternative, basically because it is an alternative and seemingly sustainable fuel, and it is a really big part of corn production for a lot of corn producing states.
She did say in her speech, the Biden administration's focused almost all of its efforts on electric vehicles, actively working to eliminate gas powered cars. Well, the reality of that is that's an exaggeration.
It is, because there's no way you're going to immediately phase out old school combustion engines.
No.
And in the meantime, you're definitely going to be looking for different types of fuels for said combustion engines. And ethanol seems like the prime example of that. It seems like I said, it's a sustainable alternative fuel that has minimal impact on the environment.
Yeah. Here's another one. No comments on the state shifting Mental Health Services Administration from individual counties to service regions funded by the state. That change made as part of a tax reform bill that cut income and property taxes. But the reality is that community-based mental health services just does not work.
It does not work, and it's been proven that it doesn't work.
Well, and we don't have
because these individual places don't usually have the funding to keep those up and running.
We don't have the funding to do it, and the fact is, hospitals and healthcare has been dramatically, mm-hmm. dramatically overburdened this past couple of 2 years. I mean, geez. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of the things I was reading yesterday, and I get some comment on this, lockdowns. By and large, have not worked.
No.
Lockdowns do not work. Doing taking precautions, doing things, whatever you have to do, keep things...
That works.
Keep things going. N95 mask, maybe you can make that. Vaccine mandates, we're seeing the reality
whether
is...
Whether those work or not doesn't really matter, because it seems like... They're so unpopular that no one wants to implement them.
Although they are being implemented by and large by almost every additional state in the country, one way or the other, and it's going to be. And I don't see them. What happens is it's not necessarily vaccine mandate, but it's saying, okay, you have to have a test within 24 hours. You have to have a negative test. Which is, I guess, is that a vaccine mandate?
It's some kind of compromise if you're unvaccinated, I believe. But the problem, my issue with all of these mandates and recommendations and all that is, how do you enforce it? How do you check every single person every second of the day? You can't.
Well, you can't check that. But if you go to a restaurant, if you want to be seated, you got to show your vaccine card. And you go to Illinois, you've got to show the vaccine card right there. You check into a hotel.
Yes, I understand that.
I'm just saying.
If you're a business owner and you have those policies, you also run the risk of losing a lot of business.
Well, in Illinois, and I told you the story last week when my wife was in Chicago. What did I say? I said everywhere. If you want to go to a restaurant, you want to go to a bar, you want to go to, check into a hotel, you want to go any place that is you want to go down to have breakfast in the morning, you got to show the vaccine card. Now. When you go to a store, as she said, when they went shopping,
you just walk right in,
and nobody ever asked for a vaccine card. Nobody asked for anything.
Yeah,
and nobody asked for a mask either.
Mm-hmm.
So, So
why?
Because it's business.
It's business, and you don't want to lose business because of that policy.
Especially in January, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, because in terms of general commerce, it seems like January is sort of a slow month.
I think a lot of things depend on what happens in the next few weeks with this Omicron variant. It appears that we will see a sharply, if this follows the path that we have seen in South Africa, follows the path that we are now seeing.
You think we're going to hit a peak soon?
I think the curve is already flattening. It's flattened out. The peak has already been hit.
So we've plateaued.
New York, it's plateaued right now, and this plateau in South Africa was followed by a dramatic drop to virtual zero. So this may be, but how long will it take for that to do what it? Because we're a big country and we all have different rules in each one of the states, right?
Yes, and that makes any sort of regulation in terms of virus activity very, very inconsistent.
I know, and we do have school board did pass they've got their mask.
They passed the first reading of a modification to their mask policy, which basically raised the floor of where masks would be required by a couple of percentage points in terms of their positivity rate.
And I'm still not sure whether that's the positivity rate within the school district or within the county. I'm going to guess,
I'm guessing if they have their own positivity rate, the county positivity rate would factor into that.
Okay, I guess, because I know that, in fact, when we had Pat Cohen on, and Pat should be joining us next week, when we had Pat Cohen on,
they have their own metrics.
They have their own metrics, and I believe that they can, if I want, I think they can use their own metrics, and that's really what I believe they will use, they're going to use the metrics that work the best for them.
Yeah, the school board meeting in terms of the mask debate lasted for quite a while.
Yeah, anyway.
And it was at points a little tense based on my viewing.
Well, and I think the whole concept of what's right and what's wrong what's fair, what's unfair.
Well, all of those perceptions are completely subjective. So you're going to have your belief as to what is right or wrong or fair and unfair concerning whatever policies are going into place.
Biggest problem
with the biggest problem with the school board that they're facing is you're not going to please everybody. You have to do what you think is best for everyone involved.
Well, regardless of anything else.
Yes, and what's the old saying? You try to please everybody, who do you please?
Nobody.
Exactly.
The other problem that we have with the Omicron variant is that it is extremely contagious. Okay.
But it is less severe.
But it is also very extremely contagious, and you can catch this with your vaccinations, no matter what your vaccination status is.
It's been proven the vaccination keeps you from dying from it.
That's what, it pretty much does that. It flattens out to the point where it's virtually
asymptomatic.
Not so much asymptomatic, but at least virtually. Very, very unlikely to be in hospitals, and extremely unlikely to be in intensive care with full vaccination.
Generally, in terms of full vaccination, people who are hospitalized is due to the virus aggravating some sort of underlying health condition.
Well, and underlying health conditions and immunity issues, immunological issues. Those are the things right there. But anyway, all right. I guess the question is, hey, are we on the right track? There was one thing that is of some concern. This whole idea of the education, she signed a bill loosening the state requirements for transferring from one public school district to another for reasons ranging from being in a district that doesn't respond adequately. So that's that to learn in a district, continuing a sport in which a student is involved. So that's not it.
No, that's fine. That's completely fine.
That's just the open.
You want to go to this school because they offer a program
That's open enrollment.
Open enrollment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
However, the Iowa House and Senate has approved placing a state constitutional amendment before voters that states that the constitutional right to an abortion or government funding for abortion does not exist in Iowa. Both houses have to approve the proposal again in either 2023 or 2024 before Iowa voters can decide whether or not to adopt the amendment. It just talk about a can of worms. Oh, boy.
You're opening a case.
Yeah, case of worms on that one anyway. All
because
right.
The abortion issue is, I would argue, probably, aside from the vaccine these days, the most hotly debated or heatedly debated thing in
I think
country.
I think a lot will depend on what the Supreme Court actually comes around to saying. The court is right now deciding.
Well, the court has already had a ruling on legal availability for abortions, that being Roe v. Wade.
Right.
But the problem is states are passing laws in an attempt to overturn, in defiance of Roe v. Wade.
States are passing laws to change that, yes. Will those laws be deemed constitutional or unconstitutional? That's the question right
well,
now.
Well, the constitutionality is the main question,
that
but
is.
Also it's a stark contrast in a lot of people's debates to the vaccine debate, where the logic there is my body, my choice, and it seems like it's
my body, my choice is depending upon which body it is and what choice you're making.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right, 319-754-1490. Law enforcement officers across the country last year, the number one cause of death for all law enforcement officers was?
Gun violence?
No, COVID.
COVID, okay.
Which makes sense. And all virtually no, I'm not aware of any, and in Iowa, there's no vaccine mandate for any law enforcement officials within this state.
No, I believe in Illinois there was an attempt but the police union shot that down.
Hasn't happened. I don't think anywhere in the country that I'm aware of has a vaccine mandate.
I believe there are strong vaccine recommendations in a lot of places, but mandate.
It is an interesting.
I think it's because you don't offer, a lot of places aren't offering any alternatives such as regular testing to vaccines.
One of the concerns
because
I have.
Because a lot of these proposed mandates are the vaccine or your job.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think that healthcare workers, there is some concern there that, and I know that there's.
If there's any place that needs workers right now, it's there.
So I guess the question is, how do you make sure that people are feeling comfortable and free to go to a hospital?
And that's the thing. Like I said, they're not offering any. For the people who are refusing the vaccine, they don't offer any sort of regular testing option.
Well, the problem,
and that's the problem. You're saying it's either do this or you're fired. And a lot of people are choosing fired.
The biggest problem we're having right now is not those two items, but the biggest problem we're having right now is where the heck are the tests?
Yeah, obviously.
Well, you can't. How are you going to take a test if you can't find one?
Exactly.
And yes, and
they don't offer any testing options because they can't.
Well, yeah, and there's you need a quick test. You really do need the quick test,
but the quickest tests take a few hours.
But it also is the most accurate tests take basically
a very long time.
A longer time, yeah.
And if you want to take a rapid test and risk a false positive, you would have to take multiple just to confirm the result.
It's a mess. It is a mess. We're going to take a break. 754-1490, 319-754-1490. We're going to talk a little bit about voting rights as well.
Yay.
Yay. All right, we've got that out of the way.
He's the one that leads your team. And when it comes down to that final play, he's the one your team looks to make it happen. Only one show can give you access to everything Coach has to say. And you can hear it right here on Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey. On the Hawkeye Sports Network. Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey. This Monday night at 7 on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Saving at the Home Depot means you can do more for less. Like upgrading your kitchen with a top-rated Samsung kitchen suite, a smart range with air fry, a smart cooling system refrigerator, and a dishwasher with advanced quiet cycles. And with free delivery, the savings come to you. Shop in-store, online, or in the Home Depot app. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. Valid 1-6 through 1-26-2022. Free delivery on orders of $396 or more.
Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray.
Why let those dishes pile up? Dawn Dish Spray cleans them super fast. Just spray
like a rinse.
If you're taking a nap, clean those bottles.
Dish spray, it's a spray for your dishes.
Smoothie mess in a blender, clean it easy, clean it fast.
News now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
And now the latest from the KBUR newsroom. I'm Colin Letty. A winter storm watch has been issued ahead of a snowstorm Friday. According to the National Weather Service, the winter storm watch will be in effect from 9 a.m. Friday until 6 a.m. Saturday. The snow will start from northwest to southeast Friday afternoon, with peak hourly rates expected to remain below an inch an hour. The heaviest rates of snow are expected Friday evening. 4 to 6 inches of snow is possible in the watch area, which includes parts of east central and southeast Iowa, as well as far northeast Missouri and Hancock County, Illinois, with lower amounts to the east. Travel conditions are expected to be hazardous Friday afternoon into Saturday morning, with low visibility and blowing snow possible. The State Department of Public Health says the number of people being treated for the coronavirus in Iowa hospitals surged by 16% in the past week. The department on Wednesday reported 923 people in hospitals with COVID-19 infections. That's the highest number in Iowa since December 4th of 2020, and up from the 792 people reported last Wednesday. The state data shows 178 people were in intensive care units compared to 161 a week ago. 13 children aged 11 or younger are hospitalized with COVID-19, and all are unvaccinated. 9 children aged 12 to 17 are in hospitals, including 7 who are unvaccinated. State officials reported an additional 181 deaths dating back as far as early October. That raises the state death total to 8,201. Illinois' governor is dispatching mobile strike teams of medical professionals to parts of the state most in need of assistance battling COVID-19 and its Omicron variant that have sickened record numbers and stretched healthcare resources thin. But Governor J.B. Pritzker and his public health director, Dr. Ngozi Ezike, continued Wednesday to pound the drum that vaccinations, booster shots, and masks are the best way to prevent the spread of the disease that has landed an unprecedented 7,100 people in hospitals across the state. From the KBUR Newsroom, I'm Colin Letty.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says no to an interview with the House committee investigating the January 6th riot at the Capitol about his conversations with former President Trump that day.
There's two focuses that this committee should be working on. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared that day, and to make sure it never happens again?
It was on Fox and Friends. Wholesale prices rose a record 9.7% last year, according to the Labor Department. That inflation did slow down last month compared to November. Police in Virginia Beach agreed to stop using fake DNA documents during interrogations to get people to confess or cooperate.
The department came under fire for using that tactic. Attorney General Mark Herring says the agreement with Virginia Beach PD is legally enforceable and says their use of fake paperwork is unconstitutional, though the U.S. Supreme Court has previously ruled that it is legal for law enforcement to lie to suspects in some cases.
Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
A winter storm watch noon Friday to noon Saturday. Mostly sunny today, though high this afternoon 42 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low to 27. Mostly cloudy on Friday. Snow is 80% likely to develop afternoon. Around an inch of snow possible, high to 32. Snow on Friday night, a low down to 23. 3 to 5 inches of snow possible with patchy blowing snow overnight. And right now we've got skies that continue to be sunny. We're at 35 degrees.
I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC. Major averages are mixed on Wall Street. Wholesale prices rose less than expected last month, but the producer price index did hit a record high, year over year up 9.7%. And these producers could pass on some of these higher costs to you, the consumer, down the road. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week went in the wrong direction, up from the week before. But the measure of unemployed people who've been getting benefits for a while is a lot better. Continuing claims back at pre-pandemic levels. Delta Airlines shares are higher. This morning it said Omicron is driving a loss for the current quarter. As many as 8,000 employees have had COVID. Flights had to be canceled. But the CEO tells CNBC a rebound is already happening as Delta enjoys more bookings for the President's Day holiday weekend. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Space heaters are meant to do exactly what their name says. Heat a space. They are not an economical solution for heating your entire home. If your home has issues causing it to be drafty or uncomfortable, take measures to fix them and reduce your heating and cooling bills now and for future years. Many utilities like Access Energy Cooperative can help with rebates. Start with low-cost steps like caulking and weather-stripping doors and windows. Use area rugs on wood or tile floors. Check your attic. If you don't have enough insulation, you are losing heat through the roof. If you must use a space heater, choose one with thermostat control. Only heat small spaces you're currently using and shut off other rooms to contain their warmth. And for safety, place it on a level surface away from traffic and keep children and pets away. To avoid increasing energy bills even more this winter, only use space heaters for what they were designed, heating small spaces. Let us help you find more ways to save. Visit AccessEnergyCoop.com. Access Energy Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Co-op.
My name is Giselle Tan. I'm an orthopedic surgeon who specializes in foot and ankle. When I first came to Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, I thought the facilities were first class. I don't think it's widely known that you can do an ankle replacement. I think there are more and more people that are getting them. An ankle replacement is nice because it keeps motion at your joint.
To learn more about Dr. Tan and foot and ankle surgery at Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, visit greatriverhealth.org.
Check out Menards West Burlington Self-Storage Facility. Menards Self-Storage, located next to the West Burlington Menards store, offers the most convenient and secure self-storage in the area. This facility features 24/7 access, video surveillance, and on-site management. Menards has climate-controlled units and warehouse units at the best prices in the area. Units are going quickly, so reserve yours now at MenardsSelfStorage.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When there's a change in the weather,
it's horrible out here,
and you need to know.
I've never seen it like that.
Get fast, accurate weather information.
Your storm warning will remain
on air and online.
I always know it's going to be there.
News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and online at KBUR.com.
It is a Thursday. We're talking about anything and everything that's going on in our world, and it is a snowstorm coming in, and again, it's January. By and large, December, did you know December was the warmest month, warmest December in history since they've recorded, since they have taken measurements in the world? Warmest December in history, worldwide.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm not sure what that means. Global warming, I mean, or climate change. You know, climate change, every time you say the word, if you say the word climate change, all of a sudden you think, bunk. The world's been cooling and warming all through. Question is, how much have we done, or people have, how much has man contributed to increasing that thing?
Well, there's a lot of arguments to be made for and against that, but I don't think we have enough time in the show to really go through all of them.
No, I understand that. Anyway, we're talking about voting rights bill that is in front of there.
Mm-hmm.
In most of the, a lot of the things they've got, a lot of the Democrats' bill, or the bill that they're trying to pass, has got a lot of stuff in it, including making making Election Day a national holiday. It is, and then also, but most of the things that I've seen, and I haven't seen enough of the, anyway, we're going to go to the phones here before we do anything else.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, good morning. Please turn your radio down, if you would, please. And good morning. Who do I have with me today?
This is Dean.
Yes, Dean.
About the Voting Rights Act, it has nothing to do with civil rights. It's a bunch of crap. Basically, it's where the basic Democrats will stay in power for another 100 years, and that's what's basically about. They basically want to take rights away, and they want to tear up and destroy and get rid of the Constitution, where states are supposed to do their own elections, have control of their own elections, and the outcome. That basically, that's what it's, they want to basically hold on to power, and they want to be like a royal, like a dictatorship. That's what they want, and they don't. And if they get their way, they're going to say, well, we control the elections.
Dean, where are you reading this?
Like it. It's just tough.
Dean, where are you getting this from? Who's saying this to you?
Well, it's the news, and basically...
No. It's not the news. You're getting it from someplace else.
They want to get rid of IDs, which overwhelmingly black people, Hispanics, and Americans are for. You have to have used ID in many other different ways. They want to get rid of that. They want to hold on to power.
Dean, they're not going to get rid. Look, IDs.
We don't need and making Election Day a holiday. That's ridiculous. If you want to go vote, vote. You can go on a computer. You can mail it. So you don't need a holiday for it. Period. You don't.
I think as long as Dean, it really comes down to, and it's the Democrats. They're not trying to basically overthrow democracy or basically what happens is.
Well, you're telling me they're not trying to take they're trying to make it where Washington is signed, Washington D.C. How elections turn out, and they don't want to control the election. And basically take that away from the state.
The only Dean, there's only one person that's tried to throw out an election in history,
and they shall remain nameless.
And that person claimed that the election that was stolen from him, and that election and more than 80 judges and more than 80 decisions made across the country. One of them has backed up that precedent. The Democrats aren't going to control I think the fact is, IDs are fair. I think as long as you can have.
Why are they having a bill? They want to get rid of them.
They don't know. The bill is no. IDs are not eliminated in that bill.
The Democrats already said
no,
they want to
it is
it.
Not. It is
they
not in the bill.
They said that.
No, it is not. You're reading the wrong. Whoever's doing it is IDs are okay. What they're saying is that IDs they need to have IDs. They need to accept a variety of IDs to guarantee that you're in there. It's like some people don't have licenses. Other people don't. There should be a process to get an ID for every single human being that's going to be voting.
In New York City, basically, where they want to make it where they decided that if you're not a resident, you can vote, and if you're illegal, you can vote. Meaning, I can go to New York, and I can vote in New York mayor race.
Wait a minute.
So, basically, there you go.
Well, those things aren't. The Voting Rights Bill, I think, is or whatever they're planning out of voting rights. It is unlikely to pass right now. Joe Manchin and Sinema from Arizona need everything, and they're not going to get that. They're not going to get the filibuster thrown out. I don't see that happening. So I think it's a moot point, Dean. I think the fact is we're not going to see much change.
The Democrats, hypocrites. I mean,
Republicans, they're all hypocrites. Dean.
All politicians are hypocrites.
Idea to do what they want to do, and he said then on the floor.
They're not going to be able to do that.
Senate, so no. They're a bunch of hypocrites anyway.
They're not going to be able to do it, and you can relax, okay?
And also about global warming, basically, I said this before. You got the men upstairs, Lord Jesus Christ. He controls the weather, and basically, I'd rather him control than a human being trying to play God. Because if we had control of the weather, we would have been this world would have been destroyed a long time ago.
Well, you know what, that Dean, we're not going to argue with you on that either. You have a great day, okay?
Hey, bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. I don't think.
I got news. All politicians are hypocrites.
And it's not a black and white issue either.
No, it very much is not.
It's all gray. It's all shades of gray, this whole voting rights thing. I think the reality is that...
you want to talk about consolidation of power. You want to talk about state politicians redistricting maps specifically to keep their parties in power?
Gerrymandering? You're told. You're kidding. Yeah. No,
really wish I was.
No, the gerrymandering has always been around. It has never been legal, but it has been something that has always been. Whoever's in power is going to write and rewrite those things to make their
You don't like the rules, they just change them.
They do what they do because and they are the ones that vote. They vote on them, and so when they vote on them, and there's no real overseer on that either.
No, there's not.
No.
And thus they don't have to follow the rules.
So they don't have to follow the rules. They don't do it there. Look, it's been gerrymandering's been around as long as there's been states and government that or houses that are controlled by one party or the other. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would the Democrats do the same thing?
Absolutely.
You bet. Would the Democrats Democrats control Illinois still, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah. It's
mostly
better.
Because the largest population of voters in Illinois is in Chicago, which has been a historically blue area.
Well, and yes, and if you need more votes in Chicago, you can find them. All right.
Well, considering Chicago's over almost half the population of Illinois.
Let's see what we got. Good morning. Who are with us today?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind?
Well, so we were just talking in regards to the voting bill.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And I don't know I don't remember his name now. I don't know where he was getting his information, but that's just ludicrous. That's like left field stuff right there. but I do agree with the fact that we need to do this bill. And at the very least, you're right. I don't think that it's going to, pass by any measure. However, what it will do is it will increase that much needed debate on the dialogue that we've needed for years. In regards to voting rights, you got a bunch of states that are currently utilizing the legislative powers that they have within their respective parties, whether they're red or blue at this point, to try and change our respective voting rights
right.
statewide
mm-hmm. what
based on the outcomes of an election that happened to he else shall not be named.
Well,
with
really,
that said,
yeah.
Okay, you can say it is Donald Trump. He's not Voldemort.
I know,
we can
I
say
know.
His name.
No, it's fine. If you really come down to what are the things that are the most important, we can throw. There's a lot of things that are in there that aren't going to happen anyway. But what are the things that are most important to keep within or at least generalized or unified nationwide? Early voting. And the ability to
mail in and absentee voting.
Mail in and absentee
Absolutely.
Voting. Absolutely, there should be the more restrictions you put on those, the more you put. And IDs, I don't have a problem with an ID, but
it
should be consistent.
Right. Yep.
And it should not need to have any notarization or anything else.
So, Mark, I just want to get clarification on your point here. You think this bill is important because it elevates the conversation about state voting rights?
Very much so, but more importantly, hopefully, and I guess the long haul is hopefully it initiates the dialogue on a federal voting bill. So I understand that we're probably not going to pass this, but mm-hmm. maybe it starts that dialogue that, states, you can have your own respective bill, However, these are the baseline parameters that we expect from a federal government.
Yeah, well, I see a lot of issues with that because, as we've seen with a lot of federal mandate laws and all that, states who disagree with those viewpoints are going to drag it out for years and probably the Supreme Court.
I think what you really need is it needs to be simplified to the simplified nature, the least number of elements.
Yes, I'm saying if you go by the example of federal vaccine and mask mandates, people are going to sue the government and drag it out in the Supreme Court.
I know. But you're right. I think the fact that what we have is we've got a system where the powers that be tend to write the laws and change the laws and do what they wish to do, regardless of whether it fits the federal government or whether it's right or wrong.
Or the will of the public, who they supposedly serve.
I agree with that. That's a fair statement.
Yeah.
I do agree, though, with the fact that, you know, we talked about dragging it through the court system. However, that is the checks and balances. That's why the Constitution was written the way that it was.
No, I agree. I'm just saying.
Executive and a judicial system. That is the whole sole purpose. No. I understand about, you know, we don't want it to take 10, 20 years to get the end result or the end effect. However, that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Well, no, I agree. I'm just saying it's not going to be a quick solution because there are those checks and balances systems. But I also agree with the point that just by implementing some sort of bill, we need to bring this debate up.
One of the things that is of concern to me is based on what we did see happen in 2020, and we did see the fact that we were, a current president was asking governors to find more votes, was asking election commissioners to reject votes that had come in, who had appealed to stop vote counting.
Wasn't there a state that found a bunch of fraudulent ballots that were for President Trump?
There was
I think it was Georgia.
Actually,
I thought it was Michigan.
Well, actually, what happened is that there was a lawsuit in Wisconsin that did an audit, a county by county audit, and because there was supposedly it was a close election. What it found is that when it was all said and done, there were 10,000 more votes for Biden than there were for Trump. The other thing is that the Dominion voting system. There was a question. Now, the logarithm for a Dominion voting system, as they were called, they were saying, okay, this one discounted votes for Trump and counted votes for Biden,
which was false.
But it was the same system allowed the Republicans to gain seats throughout the states. So. The reality is
it's a lot of whataboutisms.
It is also a lot of I'm not happy with the way things are, so I'm going to just simply ignore the things that they are. The other thing is that this whole January 6th committee that's going to be, you know, the meeting is whether it's right, whether it's wrong. Yeah, okay. The fact is most Republicans have poo-pooed the January 6th committee. Most Democrats have said, yes, there's definitely smoke and fire there. But the bottom line for me is...
You talk about the January 6th thing. This had to be discussed.
Yes.
This panel had to exist because, in all honesty, when there is a riot, a literal angry mob that stormed a federal building, you need to look at the cause of the problem.
The only problem, the biggest problem I have with that is, A, what happened to the National Guard? And, B, what was President Trump doing all those hours that this thing was going on while he's in the White House saying not a word to anyone while Mark Meadows is getting all these messages coming to him? Something needs to be done right now. Trump is watching television and making no statements.
Even if nothing comes of it, this investigation needs to happen.
Mark, I gotta get going. Thanks for calling
Thanks.
Yep. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right. We're gonna take a break. We've got more on the way.
Winners don't wait for chances. They take them. Having the courage necessary to make the game-winning play when it's all on the line. It's what sets us apart from the rest. Your home for Iowa Hawkeye basketball is right here.
Iowa hosts Indiana at Carver Hawkeye Thursday. Pre-game at 7.
Brought to you by Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Standard of Beaverdale on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Who says planning a wedding has to be stressful? Sunday, January 30th, the Pritchard Broadcasting Bridal and Event Expo brings newlyweds and the top event professionals in the area together under one roof for one exciting day of wedding and event planning from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find the perfect photographer to capture every moment of your special day. Choose the caterer your guests will rave about. Say yes to the perfect dress and a tux to match. Pick your colors and the decor for your choice of venues. Discover the latest wedding trends and find everything you need to plan your next special event. Catering, bridal gowns, tuxedos and suits, floral, DJs, event rentals, photography, venues, jewelry, tanning, hair, and nails. Featuring vendors at the top of their field, including Dan Dahlstra Photography, Cambrai House and Farm, Forevermore Flowers, Dinner for Two, and more. Don't miss the Bridal and Event Expo, Sunday, January 30th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Catfish Bend Convention and Event Center. And be sure to go online to kbur.com or go through the link on our Facebook page, pre-register for the event, and receive offers and updates from participating vendors.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you ready to start planning your next vacation? Direct flights between Burlington, Iowa and St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare begin February 1st, 2022. Daily service on Cape Air is affordable and convenient from Burlington, with flights starting at just $39 each way to St. Louis and $49 each way to Chicago O'Hare. Parking at the Burlington Airport is free with service beginning February 1st. Book your next trip at capeair.com.
Final word today, we have the story. I was reading the story. Drew Clinton was the name,
I had we had the story in the morning news.
Yeah, and that was a story about a judge, Illinois judge.
In Adams County.
In Adams County, down in Quincy, Judge Honorable Robert K. Adrian basically let a kid, he was 18 years old,
convicted of rape of a
16-year-old at a graduation party, and was sentenced to the mandatory 4 years in prison. And
wouldn't that also carry additional charges since he was a legal adult and she was a minor?
I would think that it. I don't know exactly.
You would think that would carry additional charges.
Doesn't matter. I think the main thing that I think is that I don't know. But anyway, hey, it's great.
I can very much understand the outrage over this judge's ruling.
Well, yes, and let's face it, yes.
Because sexual assault is a very serious crime.
How much freedom do judges have to do what they do? Obviously, this one, they drew the line. They crossed the line.
To think that there's probably a prosecutor out there looking to retry this guy with a different judge.
I'm thinking that there's definitely going to be somebody out there to retry. Anyway, hey, have a great day. It's a Thursday. We'll be back again tomorrow. It's Friday.
It's going to snow. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Authority for Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
dealing with COVID's biggest wave yet. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I know we're all frustrated as we enter this new year. Omicron variant is causing millions of cases and record hospitalizations.
So President Biden sending six teams of military medical personnel to six states to help overrun hospitals dealing with people he says are not vaccinated.
Because we fully vaccinated nearly 210 million Americans, the majority of the country is safe from severe COVID-19 consequences.
The president also says more COVID tests are coming into Google test sites near me. Unemployment claims rose last week 11% to 230,000.
The Omicron variant of COVID is causing disruptions in the job market, though the number of people still receiving benefits continuing claims declined to 1.5 million, which is down to pre-pandemic levels.
Fox's Ginny Cassola, inflation keeps surging even more on the wholesale level than consumer prices, rising 0.2% last month, up almost 10% from a year ago. The president will go to the Senate today to have lunch with Democrats, including Dick Durbin.
Whether he's coming to cheer us on or close the deal, he's always welcome.
He needs all 50 Democrats, the president, to go along with changing filibuster rules to pass election reform. Republicans who are blocking that, like Senator Tom Cotton, call it a Democratic election takeover and hope a couple of Democrats keep holding on against changes.
I have not heard anything from Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema suggesting that they're prepared to go down this truly radical path.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's joined other GOP lawmakers refusing to talk to the Democrat-led committee investigating the Capitol riot. He calls the probe illegitimate, telling Fox,
there's two focuses that this committee should be working on. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared that day, and to make sure it never happens again? But they will not bring forth any of the Sergeant of Arms communication with the Speaker.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, it's Larry Elder, and I want to talk to you about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been telling you about it for years on radio and television. Why? Because I believe in it. I use it. My friends use it, and hundreds of thousands of others out there have tried it. About 70% of those people go on to order more. They find that Relief Factor works to help their bodies fight inflammation and eliminate their pain. Take Mark in Texas, for example. He'd been dealing with pain in his right shoulder for months, almost constantly, when he decided to give Relief Factor a try. Within 2 weeks of taking it every day, the pain in his shoulder faded away and completely disappeared. There are so many people out there whose experience